Thank you. It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, good evening and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Rainiers host the Salt Lake Bees on a Friday night fireworks night here at Cheney Stadium with a big crowd filing into the ballpark and just beautiful weather for a ball game in the Pacific Northwest. Should be a lot of fun tonight. The Rainiers and the Bees, AAA affiliates of the Mariners and the Angels. And they've played two games so far in this series. It's been a split. The Rainiers won the opener on Wednesday, 11-6. And yesterday, Salt Lake evened up the series with a 9-4 win. In each of the first two games, Salt Lake has jumped out early in the top of the first. Three runs in the top of the first inning on Wednesday. The Rainiers came back and won. Yesterday, the Bees scored four runs in the top of the first inning, and the Rainiers did not come back and ended up trailing the entire night. So we'll see what happens tonight. We have two really crafty, cagey veteran pitchers going head-to-head in this game. And Tommy Malone, the Rainiers' 36-year-old lefty, is the young one. Malone has a record of 3-1 with a 3.35 ERA for the Rainiers, a changeup specialist. He is being opposed by an older changeup specialist, right-hander Cesar Valdez for Salt Lake, a master of his craft like Malone. And Valdez, 38 years old, he's 4-1 with a 5.89 ERA this year. Recently rejoined the Salt Lake rotation after spending some time in the bullpen. Cesar Valdez on the hill for the Bees, Tommy Malone for the Rainiers. What a matchup here at Cheney Stadium. Well, yesterday's game saw the Bees win 9-4. As we mentioned, they scored four in the first and pretty much coasted from there. The Rainiers did hit two home runs yesterday. Tacoma has hit multiple home runs in eight straight games. We'll see if that continues tonight. We do have a roster move to report, too, one that was a long time coming. We'll review it when the Rainiers pregame show continues after this.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to Plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
The Rainiers taking on Salt Lake tonight. A new addition for Tacoma, although we've known this was going to happen for a while. And now it finally did. D.D. Gregorius, longtime Major League infielder, has joined the Rainiers. It was leaked that he was signing with the Mariners out of the Mexican League 2 weeks ago, but he had visa problems. And it took him a while to straighten out the paperwork. It's finally all in order, and he's in the country now. And, well, he's in a Rainiers uniform and in the starting lineup, in fact. D.D. Gregorius has had a career high of 27 homers for the Yankees. That was in 2018. He has 999 career Major League hits. He most recently was in the big leagues with the Phillies last year. Didi Gregorius, now a Rainier. We'll check out the starting lineups when we come back after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's game. First for Salt Lake, 38-38 on the year under manager Keith Johnson. Leading off, Jordan Adams in left field. Batting second, Trey Cabbage. He's the DH. Hitting third, right fielder Joe Adell. Daniel Murphy hits cleanup. He's at first base. Batting fifth, the third baseman Michael Stefanik. Hitting sixth and playing second base is Levon Soto. Jack Lopez hits seventh. He's the shortstop. Batting eighth, catcher Zach Humphries. And hitting ninth, center fielder Brett Phillips. And on the mound, it's Cesar Valdez. For the Red Ears, 38-39. Sam Haggerty leads off. He's at third base. Cade Marlowe bats second, left field. Didi Gregorius is Rainier's debut. He's hitting third and playing second base. In the cleanup spot, Taylor Trammell in center field. Jake Shiner DHs. Brian O'Keefe hits sixth. He catches. Batting seventh, the right fielder Zach DeLoach. Cooper Hummel hits eighth at first base. And batting ninth, shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound, Tommy Malone. Umpires, Alex McKay has the plate. Ben Phillips at first base. Takahito Matsuda is at third. Tacoma and Salt Lake will be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game after this.
Rainier's Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one, the Rainiers and the Salt Lake Bees from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where there is a beautiful blue sky, sun pouring down still on the diamond as this evening's ball game is about to begin. Tommy Malone has finished his warm-ups and he's ready to go. Jordan Adams settling into the batter's box. He is Salt Lake's leadoff man, a right-hand hitter. Malone is ready for his first pitch of the game, which is swung on and hit in the air to right field near the foul line. DeLoach with time to move over, and the Red Ears right fielder makes the catch. One pitch, one out in the top of the first inning. We are underway. 80 degrees, our game time temperature here at Cheney Stadium today. Just perfect. Here comes Trey Cabbage. Left-hand hitter, Cabbage hitting 295, 21 homers, 55 runs batted in. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. We are using the automated ball strike system today. No challenges. Normally on Fridays, we use the challenge system, but not this time. As here's a swing and a high fly to deep left center field. Trammell is back at the track, at the wall, and he can't get it. It's gone. Trammell tried a leaping attempt at the fence, but couldn't get that one. Trey Cabbage connects for his 22nd home run of the season, and Salt Lake has a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning. Well, Cabbage entered play tied with his own teammate, Joe Adell, for the league lead in homers, and now Cabbage has moved out in front with this drive that just did get out of here to left center field. So Cabbage with his first homer of this series, and now Adell is the batter, and he takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Tommy Malone, 3-1, 3.35 ERA. This is his 11th start. 1-0 pitch is pulled to left, and they have another one. Back-to-back jacks by the top two home run hitters in the Pacific Coast League. Cabbage and Adell each hit their 22nd of the year in a span of just three pitches. And Salt Lake once again has scored multiple runs in the top of the first inning for the third straight game in this series. So Adell with his 22nd home run of the season. And not the start to tonight's game that Malone was hoping for. But still plenty of time to settle down and get this thing under control. Murphy now the batter, longtime Major League veteran. And Malone's into his motion of the pitch. And it's taken down low for a ball. Malone had one of his best starts of the year in Salt Lake City against these Bees back on May 6th when he went seven innings and allowed just one unearned run. Next pitch is bounced foul, and the count's even, 1-1. And he's coming off a solid outing in El Paso last weekend when he went five innings and allowed just two runs in a very difficult ballpark to prevent runs from scoring. 1-1 pitch inside for a ball, 2-1. Back to that automated ball strike system. We're using the robot umpire tonight. The challenge system will be used tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday for the series finale. As here's one up high to Murphy, 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Murphy. And there's a swing and a miss at a fastball. And the count's even, 2-2. The 3-2 coming is foul tipped. Still three balls, two strikes. So full count to Murphy in just the eighth game that he has played in since joining Salt Lake as he attempts a comeback to the big leagues at age 38. 3-2 pitch is sprayed towards left. On comes Marlowe. He's got to play it on a bounce, and Murphy has an opposite field single. So he's on with one out, and now Michael Stefanik will be the hitter. Stefanik batting .351 with two homers and a .449 on base percentage. Malone working with catcher Brian O'Keefe, and the pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Defensively, the Red Ears have Cooper Hummel at first base, Didi Gregorius at second base, Mason McCoy at short, and Sam Haggerty at third. Next pitch down low for a ball. Outfield is Marlowe in left, Trammell in center, and Deloach in right. Two balls, no strikes, the count to Stefanik. And Malone is ready. Here's his pitch, and it is taken inside, ball three, and Malone's behind in the count, 3-0. lefty from USC with the 3-0 pitch, and it is high ball four. Walked him on four pitches. Stefanik heads down to first base. Murphy takes second, and out to the mound to go talk to his pitcher, his catcher, Brian O'Keefe. Malone gets by with great command. That's what allows him to have success, and he has not had that here in the first inning today. And this happened to McCacken yesterday, too, in the first inning. So O'Keefe and Malone in a long talk that will eventually get broken up by the home plate umpire. Two solo homers and now two men on base with one out, and Levon Soto coming to the plate. Soto, left-hand hitting infielder, gets settled in the batter's box. Soto hitting 164 in 14 AAA games this year. And Malone with the pitch. And there's a breaking ball down low, ball one. Curveball thrown by Malone right there. Now the 1-0 pitch is on its way. And this is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So Malone behind in the count again, 2-0. And the lefty's pitch is swung on, and this is hit well to right field. Going back on it is Deloach at the track on the run. He can't get it. It short hops the fence. Around third, and on his way home is Murphy. Stopping at third is Stefanik, and in at second base with a long double and an RBI is Levon Soto. It is 3-0 Salt Lake, and runners are at second and third with just one out. So they are hitting it here at the top of the first inning. Two homers, now a double, a long double at that, with a single and also a walk this inning. And the Red Ears have to bring the infield in. Jack Lopez, the seventh man to come to the plate this inning, and there's still only one out. And Malone is ready. Here's his pitch. And it's swung on, and that's hit well to left center field. Trammell going back, still going back, and he can't get it. It's off the fence. Two runs are going to score. Stefanik and Soto score. Going to third is Lopez. He's in there with a triple. And it is 5-0 B's in the top of the first inning as they are teeing off here to get this game started. Everything's being hit a long way. So Jack Lopez with a two-run triple. And we have not seen this happen to Tommy Malone this year. First time. Right here's have to keep the infield in with a runner at third and one out, and the catcher Zach Humphreys at the plate. And he takes a strike at the knees. A first pitch strike. Humphreys in an 0-for-17 skid. Right-hand hitting catcher, and he takes a pitch that just misses outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. One-one pitch. Swung on, it bounced towards third, and that's fielded in fair territory by Haggerty, and he throws to first, and it pulls Hummel off the bag, and Humphreys is safe at first base. And the runner at third held, so runners are at the quarters with one out. Haggerty had to rush his throw after fielding this ball, fired it to first, and Hummel came off the bag as he caught the throw. Rainiers will back up to double play depth now. Brett Phillips, the number nine batter, stands in. And the pitch with the runner from first taking off is outside. Throw down to second, not in time. Humphrey steals second base as he went first move and swipes second for his third steal of the season. O'Keefe did throw through. The runner at third, Lopez, just held his ground while keeping an eye on the play. Right here's with the infield in again. One ball, no strikes to Phillips. And the pitch misses for a ball to Adele. Now the 2-0 from Malone is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Still only one out in the first. Five runs are in, and two more runners in scoring position. 2-1 pitch down low, ball three. So three balls, one strike to Phillips. First base is open, but this is not a guy that Malone is pitching around. 3-1 pitch, fouled out of play. There's strike two. Count goes full, 3-2. Nice catch by a Rainiers fan. So 3-2 the count, and Malone with the pitch, and it's bounced foul on the first base side. Still three balls, two strikes. Now once again, the 3-2 to Phillips is a swing and a miss. Strike three, he got him, and there's the second out. So two down. And now the leadoff man, Jordan Adams, who made the first out of this inning, will bat for his second time. And the infielders have backed up, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So no balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is low for a ball, one ball, two strikes. One-two offering, swing and a miss, strike three, and that mercifully brings an end to the top of the first inning. Malone with his second strikeout, but 10 batters come to the plate for Salt Lake at the top of the first. Five runs score. There were five or six hits in the inning. We're still waiting on a scoring decision. There were no errors, or maybe one, I don't know, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning at Salt Lake 5, Tacoma coming to the plate.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, the Red Ears come to the plate at the bottom of the first inning, already trailing 5-0 as Salt Lake just keeps piling up runs in the first inning of games during this series. Here's Sam Haggerty leading things off, and he takes the first pitch from Cesar Valdez for a ball, 1-0. Salt Lake scored 3 runs in the first game of the series in the top of the first inning, 4 runs in the top of the first inning in game 2, and then this is game 3 and they have scored 5 runs in the top of the first inning. 2-0 pitch to Haggerty from Valdez is inside for a ball, 3-0. Update on the official scoring, the little infield grounder that Zach Humphries reached base on in the top of this inning was officially ruled a hit. So now the pitch is in for a strike to Haggerty. So it was 5 runs, 6 hits, and no errors in the top of the first for Salt Lake. 3-1 pitch. Swung on and grounded right side through into right field. A base hit for Haggerty, and the Red Ears get their leadoff man aboard. Sam Haggerty grounding a single into right field. And now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Marlowe hitting in the 2-hole today. Marlowe batting .249 with 7 homers, .319 on base percentage. Right here's facing the veteran of the league, 38-year-old Cesar Valdez. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. And Valdez is a changeup master. He'll throw 80% changeups while he's on the mound. He has different release points and changes speeds with it as well and gets different movement on the pitch. And now count even on Marlowe, 1-1. Valdez making his 9th start and 19th appearance of the season. Next pitch, swing and a miss and a change, and the count goes to 1-2. He's 4-1 with a 5.89 ERA. And has done that while bouncing back and forth between the rotation and the bullpen. Next pitch misses for a ball and nearly gets away from the catcher. Valdez faced the Red Ears on May 3rd in Salt Lake City and tossed a gem, giving up 2 runs in 7 innings. It was his longest start of the year. Here's his 2-2 pitch. There goes Haggerty. The pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3. No throw to second. Haggerty steals it. But Marlowe has struck out for the first out in the bottom of the first inning. So Haggerty with his 6th steal in just 12 games for Tacoma. And he's in scoring position with 1 out. And here's D.D. Gregorius for his first plate appearance as a member of the Red Ears. Left-hand batter, Gregorius. And he swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike 1. Gregorius, long major league career. Most of it with the Yankees. Most recently with the Phillies. Was with Philadelphia last year. 0-1 pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to center field, but plenty of room for Brett Phillips to make the catch for the second out of the inning, and Haggerty holds at second base. So Gregorius flies to center, 2 down, and now Taylor Trammell is the batter. Gregorius just signed by the Mariners out of the Mexican League, where he'd been playing this season. He began the year in the World Baseball Classic playing for the Netherlands, which is his home country. He's from Holland. Now the pitch to Trammell is in there for a strike. Trammell hitting .293 with 10 homers in 29 games for Tacoma. Next pitch to Trammell is low for a ball, 1-1. One pitch, inside for a ball, 2-1. Now, time called by the plate umpire, who wanted Valdez to wait until Trammell was ready to hit. And now it's happened again, as Valdez likes to work very quickly, and they're now, you know, policing when the pitcher can come set and begin his motion, and a ball was just charged to Valdez, so it's 3 balls and 1 strike. And now here's the pitch to Trammell, and it is swung on and fouled off, and the count goes full, 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes to Trammell with a runner at second and 2 outs in the bottom of the first inning. Now the payoff pitch. Swung on and popped up on the infield. Soto, the second baseman, is there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Rainiers do not score in the top of the first. There was a hit and 1 runner left. We go to the second inning. It's Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the second inning. It's Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing. Trey Cabbage, Joe Adell, and Daniel Murphy to bat here in the top of the second inning against Tommy Malone, who threw 34 pitches in the first as 10 batters came to the plate. The leadoff hitter, Jordan Adams, made 2 of the 3 outs. Cabbage homered in the first. He stands in now. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to right field. This is medium deep but playable for Deloach, and he makes the catch. 1 pitch, 1 out at the top of the second inning. Cabbage flies to right. And now Joe Adell will come to the plate. He also homered in the first inning. They had back-to-back homers by the duo that is tied for the league lead in homers. Adell, right-hand batter, First round pick of the Angels in 2017, and the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Adell, now 24 years old. He was drafted out of high school in the first round. Now the pitch is taken for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch from Malone is taken inside, ball three. So three balls, no strikes. Malone into his motion now. Here comes the 3-0 pitch, and it is taken for a called strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Three-one pitch from Malone is low, ball four. So a one-out walk. Adell heads down to first base. And now Daniel Murphy will be the batter. Second walk issued by Malone. And now Murphy settles in. Malone now is ready, and the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 from Malone. No, toss to first, and back in safely is Adell. Right ears fell under 500 with the loss yesterday, 38-39 overall on the season. Salt Lake right at 500, 38-38. Here's the 1-0, and it's a swing and a foul out of play on the third base side. 1-2 down, or 1-1, pardon me. Now the 1-1 pitch swung on and popped up on the infield, and D.D. Gregorius gets his first chance as a right here, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. Murphy pops up to Gregorius, and now Michael Stefanik will be the batter. Gregorius playing in his first game at Cheney Stadium in quite some time. He last played in the Pacific Coast League in 2014 when he was with Reno. And he came in here as a visitor in both 2013 and 2014. Well, 2014 actually only. In 2013 he had limited time with Reno. Stefanik now at the plate. He walked and scored in the first. Two outs and a runner at first base. And Malone's ready. Here's his pitch, and it's taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Two outs, runner at first in the top of the second inning. Now the pitch is down low for a ball, and the count moves to 2-0. Two-oh pitch coming. And it's poured in there for a strike, and the count moves to 2-1. Two-one delivery from Malone coming. And there's a fastball called a strike, and he brings the count even now, 2-2. 2-2 is on its way to Stefanik. And it swung out and hit in the air to right field. Deloach lining it up as he moves towards right center, and he squeezes it for the out, and the inning is over. So Salt Lake does not score in the top of the second inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing.
This is Pre-Tection. Yep, Pre-Tection. The everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Pre-barbecue, pre-playground, pre-everything, pre-everyday. Prevention is the best protection. This summer, make sure you have Off, the number one dermatologist-recommended repellent brand. SC Johnson, a family company.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour. Presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. Salt Lake leads the Red Ears 5-0. And the Red Ears will send Jake Shiner, Brian O'Keefe, and Zach Deloach to the plate here in the bottom of the second. Here's the first pitch from Valdez on its way to Shiner, and it misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch from Cesar Valdez. Grounded sharply between short and third, and it gets through into left field. A base hit for Shiner, and that gets the second inning started. Jake Shiner grounds a sharp single through the left side. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. O'Keefe was off yesterday, but he's been swinging a hot bat recently for the Red Ears. And the pitch from Valdez is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. O'Keefe with a five-game hitting streak coming into this one with three homers during the five games. And that includes one in the series opener against Salt Lake on Wednesday. Hitting .247 on the year with 14 homers. 1-0 pitch coming from Valdez. And it's over for a called strike. And the count's even now, 1-1. Now the 1-1 coming from Valdez, and it is outside for a ball. 2-1. And the 2-1 pitch is a called strike. Fastball at 85 from Valdez. The changeup artist, his changeup is so good it has a nickname, the dead fish changeup. That's what they call it. So now the 2-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three, and O'Keefe could not connect with a dead fish. One out of the second. That story came out when Valdez was closing games for the Baltimore Orioles in 2020 while throwing 85-mile-per-hour fastballs and dead fish changeups. And a pitch to Deloach is inside for a ball, 1-0. And actually, one of the current Rainiers, the catcher, Pedro Severino, who's not in the lineup today, he caught Valdez quite a bit in the big leagues with Baltimore. Yeah, the 1-0 is in there for a strike, 1-1. And Severino said back then that Valdez throws so many different types of changeups that he didn't always know which way the pitch was going to move. Now here's one inside and low to DeLoach. Two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch coming to DeLoach, and it's bounced foul first base side. Two-two coming. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Another change up for a swinging strike three. Third strikeout for Valdez. Two down at the bottom of the second inning, and now Cooper Hummel is the batter. Hummel, switch hitter, will bat left-handed against Valdez. Pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Hummel had two hits in the series opener on Wednesday and then was off yesterday. Pitch, swing and a foul, counts even, 1-1. One pitch coming. And it's taken for a ball, 2-1. A little bit outside to Hummel, who possesses a great eye. Hummel, second in the league with 52 walks drawn this year. 2-1 pitch, outside, ball three. Three one coming. Swung on and hit hard to first, but caught by Daniel Murphy, who fell backwards but hung on to the baseball for the final out in the bottom of the second inning. Hummel lines out to the first baseman, Daniel Murphy, to close out the inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the third inning. It's Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Salt Lake leads 5-0. We go to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Tommy Malone to work on Levon Soto, Jack Lopez, and Zach Humphries for Salt Lake in the top of the third. Malone bounced back from the rocky first with a scoreless second. Here's his pitch to Soto, who doubled and drove in a run in the first, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Salt Lake jumping out ahead in all three games in this series. Rainiers came back and won the opener, and that's what they're going to try to do here tonight. Here's a roller to first, fielded by Hummel, and he takes it to the bag for the out. One out in the top of the third inning. Soto grounds out to first base, and now Jack Lopez is the batter. Lopez hit a two-run triple in the first. Right-hand hitter, he settles in. Malone with the pitch, and it's taken down in the dirt for a ball. That grounder that Levon Soto just hit, the first ground ball out of this game, recorded by Malone. Usually he gets his share of grounders, and there is a grounder here, but it goes foul. 1-1 to Lopez. Now the pitch swung on, bounced foul up the third baseline, and that's one ball, two strikes. Now foul back, still a ball and two strikes. Fastball called, strike three. Down goes Lopez, and two better gone at the top of the third inning. Malone has his third strikeout. So two away for Zach Humphries. Well, the Mariners are off to a good start tonight. They're hosting Tampa, the best team in the American League, in the opener of a three-game series tonight at T-Mobile Park. As here's a pitch to Humphries that's low for a ball. And not only are they facing the AL's best team, but they're facing their ace, Shane McClanahan, who already has 11 wins this year. 1-0 is down low for a ball to Adele. And the Mariners are up 4-0 in the second inning. Getting a two-run homer from Tom Murphy and a two-run single from J.P. Crawford. 2-0. Foul tip at the plate. Count goes to 2-1. Next pitch misses for a ball. 3-1. Malone's 3-1 is hit in the air to right field. Lining it up is Deloach, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over, and Malone sets down the side in order in the top of the third inning. Three up, three down. We head now to the bottom of the third. It is Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
On we go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing. Mason McCoy to lead things off in the third. Cesar Valdez on the mound. And the right-hander's into his motion. Here's his pitch. And it's a fastball called a strike, going 1-1 the count. The Red Ears have had a leadoff single in each of the first two innings against Valdez, but haven't been able to get the runner past second base after that. 0-1 pitch. In for a called strike, and it's 0-2 to McCoy. McCoy looking for his first hit of this series after producing quite a bit of offense in the Rainiers' last series, last week down in El Paso. And he lines one into left center, and there's a base hit for McCoy. Cutting it off is Jordan Adams, the left fielder. It's another leadoff single for the Rainiers. Third straight inning that they've had a leadoff hit. Let's see if it leads to something this time. McCoy aboard, and now Sam Haggerty will be the hitter. He had a leadoff single in the first inning. He's 1-for-1. Now the pitch, and Haggerty bunts at it and misses. There's strike one. He was trying to bunt for a hit there. Haggerty, very fast runner, so he tries to do things to capitalize on his speed. Now the 0-1 is swung on, hit in the air to shallow center. This could be trouble. Back is Lopez, in is Phillips. Lopez makes the catch with his back to home plate on the run in shallow center field. Nice play by the Salt Lake B shortstop, Jack Lopez, going straight out into center and making the catch with his back to the infield while on the move. So one out, and now Cade Marlowe is the hitter. Marlowe struck out swinging in the first. He's 0-for-1. Pitch out with a runner going. The throw to second is not in time. Stealing second base is Mason McCoy, his 20th steal of the year without being caught. And this time they even pitched out, and McCoy still stole second base. Was able to keep his left hand and then eventually his left foot on the bag there with a head-first dive. So McCoy, 20-for-20. Stealing bases this season. It's in scoring position now. And the 1-0 pitch to Marlowe is down low. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch coming. And it misses. Three balls, no strikes. Now here's a strike. Count goes to 3-1. And there's ball four. So Marlowe heads down to first base, and the Red Ears have two on with one out here in the third. And D.D. Gregorius coming to the plate for his second time. He flied to center field in his first at bat as a Rainier in the first inning. The team he was playing for in Mexico, in the Mexican League, Algodoneros de Union Laguna. He played in 26 games there and hit 11 homers with 34 runs batted in. As first pitch is a check swing and he held up in time, ball one. Now, it should be noted that the Mexican League is a high-elevation league, and they have a lot of scoring in that league. But still, the numbers he put up there were very impressive. Now he swings and hits one high in the air towards right center, but not deep. And Phillips is under it, and he makes the catch. Tagging at second is McCoy. He is going to advance to third while Marlowe holds at first. So Gregorius flies out to center field for his second time. And runners are now at first and third with two outs for Taylor Trammell. Oh, the Rainiers could use a two-out hit here. Trammell popped up earlier. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip there, strike one. McCoy at third and Marlowe at first. Marlowe's a threat to try to steal second here. He is being held on by Murphy. And the throw over there is wild, and it bounces away, and breaking home from third and scoring is McCoy. Very alert base running by Mason McCoy at third. He was waiting for that pickoff move, and as soon as he saw the throw get away from Daniel Murphy, he broke home. The ball bounced right to the second baseman, Soto, but McCoy still able to score. Air charge to the pitcher. And it's 5-1. And now the next pitch, Trammell was bailing out of the batter's box. Valdez threw anyway. And apparently time had been called. No pitch. Now the 0-1 to Trammell is inside for a ball that evens things up 1-1. Marlowe with his lead at first. And another pickoff throw. Marlowe's back in with a dive. So now Valdez can't pick off anymore unless they get the out. But if he throws over to first or disengages from the rubber in any way, a balk is called. Now the next pitch to Trammell with the runner going, and the throw down to second, and it goes through into center field, and on his way to third is Marlowe. So he steals second and goes to third on the throwing error. And the pitch was called a ball, and a correction on the count. It is now 3-1. As they did indeed count that pitch that was thrown when Trammell was stepping out of the batter's box, that was not a strike. So that was a live pitch moments ago. And now Trammell calls time and is awarded time. So it's 3-1 to Taylor Trammell with a runner at third and two outs in the third inning. Now the pitch is swung on and bounced foul first base side. So we've reached a full count now, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and lined into center field, and there's a base hit. Dan trotting home from third and scoring is Marlowe. Taylor Trammell with the two-out RBI single, and the Red Ears make it 5-2. So Trammell comes through with the two-out hit, and now Salt Lake's pitching coach, Darren Ebert, is on his way to the mound. And he'll go talk to Valdez for a moment, along with the catcher, Zach Humphreys. So a little rally here for the Red Ears, including a two-out hit to bring in a run. And the Red Ears have cut into this early deficit a bit. And the inning does continue. Shiner's been the Red Ears' top power hitter this year. His 19 home runs, ranks third in the league. And he has hit 12 of the 19 homers here at Cheney Stadium. Here's the pitch from Valdez, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. First pitch, sinker right there. Next pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Next offering, swing and a miss at the change, and it's 1-2 to Shiner. Trammell at first base. He's 6-for-6 stealing this year and could be on the move. The Red Ears have run effectively this inning with a couple of steals. And now a pitch clock violation has been called on Shiner for a strike, and he already had two strikes on him, so he just struck out on a pitch clock violation because he wasn't ready to hit. My goodness. Shiner called out on strikes by the plate umpire for not being ready to hit. And that wraps up the bottom of the third inning. Red Ears get two runs on two hits. There were two errors in the inning and one runner left on base. We go to the fourth inning. It's Salt Lake 5, Tacoma 2.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
5-2 Salt Lake. We go to the fourth. First pitch of the fourth inning from Tommy Malone to Brett Phillips is bunted foul. That is strike one. Phillips struck out swinging in the first inning. 0-for-1 today. Veteran major league outfielder known for his outstanding defense. But once had the game-winning hit of the World Series, a walk-off hit in the 2020 World Series. He was with Tampa. You may remember this. It was the COVID World Series, Tampa against the Dodgers. And Brett Phillips had a walk-off RBI single in Game 4 in Tampa. As now he lines one into right field. There's a base hit for Phillips to start the fourth inning. And that's the first hit they've had since the first inning when they had 6 hits. So their seventh of the night overall as a team. Phillips lines a single to right, and now Jordan Adams is the batter. We'll take a look at what happened around the league last night. Here's Malone's pitch to Adams, who's 0-for-2, and it is low for a ball. Adams had both of his at-bats in the first inning and made 2 of the 3 outs in the inning. Oklahoma City, who has already clinched a playoff spot because they won the first half. They got their first win of the second half yesterday. So there's a check swing foul tip right off the mask of O'Keefe, 1-1. Oklahoma City beat Sugarland on the road 4-2. Cole Calhoun, who was in spring training with the Mariners and is now with the Oklahoma City Dodgers, he had a 3-run triple for OKC yesterday. And their bullpen tossed 5 shutout innings to secure the win. 1-1 pitch down low for a ball to Adams, 2-1. Now Malone's ready. And the 2-1 pitch is a fastball called a strike at the bottom of the zone, 2-2. Albuquerque beat El Paso yesterday in a day game, 4-2 at Isotopes Park. Alan Trejo doubled and tripled and scored 2 runs to lead the Isotopes offense. Two pitches in the dirt, bounces away from O'Keefe, breaking to second and making it there is Phillips with a good read. Wild pitch moves the runner up. Full count, 3-2. Phillips was just ready. For as soon as he saw that pitch go in the dirt, he took off for second. So 3-2 to Jordan Adams. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3. Malone got him with his change, and there's the first out at the top of the fourth inning. Strikeout number 4 for Tommy, and now Trey Cabbage will be the batter. El Paso lost that game in Albuquerque yesterday 4-2, but they got their 2 runs on a homer by Jansen Witte, who has continued his hitting tear that he was on when the Rainiers were in El Paso last week. And he won Player of the Week last week. So here's a swing and a foul tip at the plate by Cabbage. Witte hit a grand slam yesterday in Albuquerque. Or no, 2 days ago. On Wednesday he hit a grand slam. And then yesterday the 2-run shot. 0-1 to Cabbage. Next pitch from Malone. And it's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Speaking of grand slams, Joey Bart hit one for Sacramento yesterday. And they beat Reno 8-4. Oh, 2 pitch is a called strike 3, and down goes Cabbage. Got him looking. And that is back-to-back strikeouts for Malone. 2 down now. And Joe Adell will be the batter. Sacramento yesterday started the left-hand pitching prospect Kyle Harrison, who will be in the MLB All-Star Futures game a week from tomorrow in Seattle. So here's the pitch down low for a ball to Adell. And the Giants are being very careful with Harrison's pitch counts, and he hardly ever gets to pitch five innings. And so that means that he hardly ever qualifies for a win. You have to go five innings if you're a starter to be awarded a win. So now the 1-0 is popped up in the air to shallow right. Back goes Gregorius. In is Deloach, and Gregorius makes the catch. And that's the final out of the inning. Adell pops up to the second baseman. So no runs on a hit, and one runner left on. We'll continue to tell you about how a relief pitcher already has 9 wins this season in the PCL when we get to the bottom of the fourth. Salt Lake 5, Tacoma 2.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Salt Lake 5, Tacoma 2. Brian O'Keefe, Zach Deloach, and Cooper Hummel to bat this inning. And the first pitch to O'Keefe from Cesar Valdez is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. O'Keefe struck out his first time up today, 0-1. Next pitch coming from Valdez is a swing and a miss, strike 2. So we were talking before the break about how there is a reliever in this league who now leads the league in wins with 9 victories. Now the 0-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. O'Keefe goes down swinging. 1 out, and now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Nick Avila for Sacramento got his 9th win yesterday. He has not started a game this year. He's 9-0 with a 3.49 ERA. Most of his wins have come in relief of the top prospect, Kyle Harrison, who is not allowed to go 5 innings based on rules the Giants have because of how young he is and his previous pitching history. As here's one inside to Deloach. So he usually hits his pitch limit in the middle of an inning, the third or the fourth or the maybe the fifth. So there's one that misses for a ball. And the Sacramento manager always brings in Nick Avila. And he gets out of the jam and ends up getting credited with a win by the official score. So there's a pitch that makes the count 3-0 now to Deloach. So Nick Avila with Sacramento, 9-0. And leading the league in victories. Pitch in for a strike now, and it's 3-1. Three-one pitch is fouled off, and the count goes full, 3-2. With O'Keefe having just struck out, that marks the first time in this game that Cesar Valdez has retired the leadoff batter in an inning. Payoff pitch. Inside, ball four. Deloach draws a walk. He'll head down to first base. So he's now reached base with a hit or a walk in eight straight games, and Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel lined out to first baseman Daniel Murphy. His first time up, he's 0 for 1. Swings and foul, tips one at the plate. One other game yesterday, Round Rock beat Las Vegas 9-6. The Express catcher, Matt Watley, was 4-for-4 with a homer, scored three runs and drove in two. Oh, one pitch is swung on and lined towards right center, and this is going to get into the gap and take a bounce and hit the fence. On his way to third is Deloach. He's being waved in by Eric Ferris. He's going to score without a throw. It's an RBI double for Cooper Hummel. And it's 5-3. Hummel drove this into the gap in right center field. And Deloach going all the way from first base. Easily scored when the cutoff man didn't handle the throw back in. So Hummel picks up his 11th double of the year and 18th run batted in. And now the Red Ears have the tying run at the plate for the first time today. Mason McCoy the batter. And Valdez's pitch is taken up high for a ball. Check swing by McCoy and he held up. McCoy singled and scored last inning. Pitch, swing, and a foul back, and the count's even, 1-1. So an even count to McCoy with Hummel leading from second base in scoring position, and the 1-1 pitch outside, 2-1. Big game last night for Vegas catcher Tyler Soderstrom, who hit two homers. Tied the Red Ears' Jake Shiner for third in the league with 19 on the year. 2-1 pitch, low ball three. Soderstrom will be in that All-Star Futures game next Saturday at T-Mobile Park. Three-one pitch coming to McCoy. And it's in there for a strike. Count goes full, 3-2. Valdez eyeing Hummel at second base. Now his 3-2 pitch. Swung out and pulled down the left field line. Just foul. McCoy nearly had extra bases into the left field corner there, but no, it went foul. So three balls, two strikes. Now the payoff. Outside, ball four, and McCoy draws a walk, and there are two on with one out at the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Sam Haggerty coming to the plate. Haggerty, switch hitter, bats left, tying runners on with one out, and the pitch from Valdez runs down and in for a ball. Now this one misses for a ball. 2-0 the count. And now the catcher, Humphreys, goes to the mound to talk to Cesar Valdez for a moment. And the Bees are beginning activity in the bullpen. They have a left-hander warming up. The 2-0 swung on, hit in the air to right field. This is pretty deep. Right center, back it goes, and it is off the fence. Coming around third is Hummel. He's headed home, and now the throw comes home. Hummel goes back to third. He had held up to see if the ball would be caught, and now he's hung up between home and third, being chased towards the plate, and he is out for out of the base path, and the runners end up at second and third with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. The Raiders found themselves in a bit of a base running mess right there. The drive to right center hit off the top of the wall, nearly got out of here. And Hummel had stayed close to second, whereas Mason McCoy was approaching second. And Hummel then, when he saw the ball hit the wall, took off towards home, and McCoy, or took off towards third, and McCoy was right behind him, so Hummel had to head home, and he was in the rundown for a long time, but eventually put out. He was actually out of the base path, and heading up at second is Haggerty with McCoy at third. And now the pitch to Marlowe, and it's taken inside for a ball. Now the 1-0 is lined foul down the first baseline. Haggerty's going to get a single. Taking second. Put out at the plate when 8-6-2-5-1-2-5, they say. Long rundown for Hummel. Well, 2-1 to Marlowe. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul. Still two balls, two strikes. Time called, and Marlowe steps out of the batter's box for a moment. They did give Haggerty credit for a double. Now the 2-2 is a swing and a foul tip held onto by Humphreys. That is strike three, and Marlowe has fanned, ending the bottom of the fourth inning. Raiders settle for one run in the fourth on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Salt Lake 5, Tacoma 3.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
Well, we go to the fifth inning. It's Salt Lake 5, Tacoma 3. Daniel Murphy on the hill. Or, pardon me, at the plate. On the hill, Tommy Malone. Murphy at the dish. He'll be followed by Michael Stefanik and Levon Sosa. Malone to the plate with his pitch. And it is swung on and hit up the middle sharply into center field. Another hit for Daniel Murphy, who lines a base hit to center field on the first pitch of the fifth inning. Malone had to duck in self-defense. Murphy coming out of retirement. He didn't play the last 2 years. He's 38 years old. He's been hitting line drives in this series. Now Michael Stefanik is the batter, and Malone's pitch is swung on and pulled foul down the third baseline. Rainier's with some bullpen activity. Taylor Williams warming up. A one pitch to Stefanik, hit in the air to right field, and Deloach is out there, and he makes the catch for the first out in the top of the fifth inning. Stefanik flies to right field. That'll bring to the plate Levon Soto. Soto's 1-for-2 with an RBI double. And the pitch is down low for a ball. One-oh coming from Malone. And the pitch is swung on and popped up on the right side. And Gregorius, the second baseman, is there to squeeze it for the out. And two men are gone at the top of the fifth. So Soto pops up. And that'll bring Jack Lopez to the plate. And the pitch is on the inside edge for a called strike to Lopez. So 0-1 the count. Lopez 1-for-2 with a two-run triple. One pitch outside for a ball. This pitch swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt there, strike two. Malone trying to close out the fifth. It's ahead in the count. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is down in the dirt. 2 and 2 down. And this is in the dirt, ball 3. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner at first. He'll be on the move with the pitch. That's Daniel Murphy. On deck is Zach Humphreys. Malone is ready. Here comes his 3-2 pitch on its way, and it is a swing and a grounder up the middle, and that's through into center field. A base hit going to second and stopping there is Murphy. Lopez with his second hit of the game, a grounder into center field off the end of the bat. And Salt Lake has 2 on with 2 out for the catcher, Zach Humphreys, who is 1 for 2 with an infield single so far today. Malone with the pitch, and it is taken down and in. That's ball 1. That's hit in the air to right center, and it's pretty deep. Back is Trammell at the track, but this one is gone. Zach Humphreys has connected for his first home run of the season. A 3-run shot in the top of the 5th inning. And Salt Lake now has the lead 8-3. Father, right here is that cut it down to a 2-run game after trailing 5-0 early. But now a 2-out, 3-run homer by Humphreys has changed the situation considerably. Bees back up by 5 runs again. And that was the first AAA home run for Humphreys right there, and it chases Tommy Malone in the 5th inning. So we'll take a break for a pitching change here in the top of the 5th. Taylor Williams coming in from the bullpen. Our score is Salt Lake 8, Tacoma 3.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We're in the top of the 5th inning, Salt Lake 8, Tacoma 3 here on a nice warm evening at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Taylor Williams, in from the bullpen, and he will face Brett Phillips with 2 outs and no one on base. Malone went 4 2/3, allowed 10 hits, 8 runs all earned, walked 2, struck out 5. three homers allowed today. First outing this year where Malone's had a game like that. Here's the first pitch to Phillips, and it's fouled away. There's strike one. Oh, and one the count. Now the pitch misses for a ball. One pitch. In there for a called strike, it's 1-2. And now here's one that misses for a ball, 2-2. Williams, in his 29th appearance of the year, leads the team 1-0 with a 7.55 ERA in 31 innings. 25 strikeouts, 21 walks. Here's his 2-2 pitch to Phillips, and it swung out and fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. So two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is hit in the air to right center. Deloach is there, as is Trammell, and Trammell makes the catch. And that wraps up the top of the sixth inning. Three runs, though, for Salt Lake on the first AAA home run hit by Zach Humphreys. Three runs on three hits, no one left. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth, Salt Lake 8, Tacoma 3.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth, Salt Lake 8, Tacoma 3, and a new pitcher for Salt Lake, left-hander Cam View is in, and his first pitch to Didi Gregorius is fouled away. There's strike one. View, in relief of Cesar Valdez, who went four innings, allowed six hits, three runs, two earned, walked three, and struck out six. Now the 0-1 pitch to Trammell, swinging a foul back, and it's 0-2. View is appearing in his 27th game for the Bees. He's 3-3 with a 6.62 ERA. And View is spelled the Cajun way, V-I-E-A-U-X. And the pitch is bounced foul, first base side. Still 0-2 to D.D. Gregorius, who's looking for his first hit as a Rainier. His first two at-bats, he's flied out to center field. Now View with the 0-2 pitch. And it's down low for a ball, 1-2. Up in Seattle, Mariners lead Tampa 4-2 in the fifth. Both starters are out. The Mariners knocked out Shane McClanahan, the Rays ace. And then for the M's, Bryce Miller left the game with a blister. So here's a swing and a grounder right side and throw into right field. A base hit past the diving Levon Soto. And Didi Gregorius has his first hit as a right air, a single into right field. Gregorius is on to get things started, and now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Trammell. One for two with an RBI single in the third. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Now a balk has been called on View. So Gregorius is awarded second base. The home plate umpire, Alex McKay, stepped out and called a balk. Oh, and 1-2 Trammell. And the pitch from View is fouled away, and the count goes to 0-2. Trammell calls time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. 8-3 B's in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next pitch misses for a ball, 1-2. There's ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Still 2-2. This pitch is swung on, fouled away again. Now 2-2 outside, ball three, and Trammell's worked a full count. Three, two coming from Cam View, and it's a swing and a foul back, still a full count. Thank you. Now the 3-2 is swung out and fouled off on the third base side. Still three balls, two strikes. View got his first big league experience last year with the Pirates, appearing in eight games from their bullpen. Here comes the 3-2 pitch on its way from View, and it is low, ball four. So a long battle is won by Taylor Trammell, and he ends up drawing the walk. And Tacoma has runners at first and second with nobody out, and Jake Shiner coming to the plate. So Shiner with a chance to do some damage here. He's one for two with a single and a strikeout. And on the strikeout, he was called out on strikes for not being in the batter's box with 8 seconds left on the pitch clock. Now the pitch is swung on, bounced slowly up the third baseline, and that's going to go for an infield single, and everybody is safe. The third baseman, Stefanik, charged it and picked it up in fair territory, but had no play anywhere. And it's an infield hit for Shiner. He'll take it. And the Raiders have the bases loaded with nobody out for Brian O'Keefe. And Tacoma with an opportunity now to try to get back in this game. Down by five in the bottom of the fifth inning. O'Keefe's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts, but he really hits left-hand pitching well, and he takes the first pitch outside for a ball. O'Keefe's hitting 301 with five of his 14 homers this year against lefties. And View now with the 1-0, and it's taken inside for a ball, and the count goes to 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. Great hitter's count. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off on the first base side, out of play. So 2-1. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Rainiers with Gregorius at third, Trammell at second, and Shiner at first. Here comes View's 2-2, and it's a slider outside, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes. No one out in the inning. Deloach on deck, Hummel after him. And here comes View with the 3-2 pitch, and it is inside, ball four. That forces in a run. Gregorius scores. Trammell takes third. Shiner down to second. O'Keefe with the bases loaded walk and an RBI that way. He'll take it. It is his 43rd ribby of the season. And now the Red Ears have the tying run coming to the plate in the form of Zach Deloach. And a trip to the mound by the Salt Lake Bees pitching coach, Darren Ebert. He's going to talk things over with Cam View. And the catcher, Humphreys, is out there as well. Now, View has the left versus left advantage on Deloach, but Deloach has been very consistent this season. And he's hitting 290 against lefties, 295 against righties. So virtually the same average. Six of his nine homers have come against righties, but he does have, you know, three against the lefties. Right here's down 8-4, but they have the bases juiced with no one out at the bottom of the fifth inning. And the pitch from View to Deloach is outside for a ball, 1-0. So Deloach immediately gets ahead of the count, taking a fastball away. Now the 1-0 coming from the lefty is a slider outside. Two balls, no strikes. Yeah. Trammell at third, Shiner at second, and O'Keefe at first. And the 2-0 pitch is a called strike. Fastball there from View. Or pardon me, that was a slider there. 2-1 now. Outfield straight away. Infield at double play depth for Salt Lake. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, and the count's even 2-2. Deloach resets in the batter's box, looks out towards the lefty. The 2-2 pitch is coming, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with his slider, and there is the first out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Deloach goes down swinging. So Cooper Hummel will come to the plate. Switch hitter will bat right-handed against View. Salt Lake starting to warm up a right-hander in the bullpen, Jonathan Holder. Pitch to Hummel is high for a ball, 1-0. Hummel is 1-for-2 with an RBI double in the fourth. Now the 1-0 is inside, 2 balls, no strikes to Hummel. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow right. Charging in is Adele, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third, Trammell, and he holds as the throw comes in. And that is the second out of the inning. Hummel flies out to shallow right. Too shallow for anyone to score. So the bases are loaded with two outs for Mason McCoy, who has singled and walked today. Rainiers could really use a clutch two-out hit here. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center field, not deep. And Phillips is there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Rainiers get one run in the fifth, but they could have gotten more. They had a run in and the bases loaded with no one out and were unable to score any additional runs. There were two hits and three runners left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It's Salt Lake 8, Tacoma 4.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, we go to the sixth inning. The Bees lead the Red Ears 8-4. And Taylor Williams on the mound. He got the final out in the fifth inning, facing just one hitter. He'll work on the top of the lineup here. And leading things off is Jordan Adams, and he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. And Now the next pitch is called a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Well, in the big leagues, All-Star Week coming up quick in Seattle. It's going to be a lot of fun and all kinds of things you can get involved in. And one of them, of course, is the Major League Home Run Derby. That's a marquee event now, as there's a called strike three to Adams, and one man is out on three pitches to start the sixth. Taylor Williams gets the strikeout, and it'll bring Cabbage to the plate. It was announced that Mookie Betts of the Dodgers is going to participate in the Home Run Derby. And he started his practice for it today in a game against the Kansas City Royals. He was 4-for-4 with two homers today against Kansas City. So here's one inside to Cabbage for a ball. Dodgers won that game 9-3. Next pitch coming. And it swung on and bounced foul. Haven't seen yet if Pete Alonso's in it. He's got to be in it, right? He's like the home run derby king. Also, he's hit a lot of homers for the Mets this year. Can't have it without Pete Alonso. I mean, you could, but he needs to be in it. Julio Rodriguez will be in it. So now the 1-1 is fouled into the seats near the booth. That'll wake him up. 1-2. Now the next pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. This one is a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. That is strike three. Down goes Cabbage, and Williams has back-to-back strikeouts here at the top of the sixth inning. And now Joe Adell will bat. Is 1-for-2 with a homer, a walk, and a pop-up. Now Williams is ready. And the pitch to Adell is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0, down in the dirt and outside, 1-1. Pitch is swung on and grounded to third. It's backhanded by Haggerty, throw to first in the dirt, but picked by Hummel for the putout, and that retires the side at the top of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. Taylor Williams recording a perfect frame in the top of the sixth. We go to the bottom of the inning. It is Salt Lake 8, Tacoma 4.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
one of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Salt Lake 8 to Tacoma 4. Red Ears with the top of the order coming up this inning. It'll be Sam Haggerty, Cade Marlowe, and D.D. Gregorius against the lefty Cam Views on for his second inning of work. And first pitch to Haggerty is up and away for a ball 1-0. Haggerty's 2-for-3 with a single and a double so far today. And the pitch is up and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now a 2-0. Up high, ball three. Pitch. Haggerty taking all the way, and it's a strike. 3-1 now. Pitch from View. Popped up foul and out of play, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch inside. It meant to hit him. He's going to first base regardless, as it would have been ball four. So Haggerty heads down to first. Get another look at this. Did it hit him? I don't think it did. We'll go with a walk on that until we're told otherwise. So Haggerty on at first. And now the pitch to Marlowe is hit in the air to straightaway center. Phillips calling for it, and he makes the catch. One pitch, and Marlowe is retired on the fly to center field. D.D. Gregorius is now the batter. He's 1-for-3 with a single. Now the pitch, down and in for a ball, 1-0. Offering, outside, 2-2. D.D. Gregorius in his first game with the Red Ears. He's 33 years old, born in Amsterdam. Pitch, down low, ball three. And Gregorius started his pro career in the Reds organization. They signed him as an international free agent when he was a teenager. And he worked his way up their organizational ladder. So there's a pitch that just misses. And that's ball four. Gregorius wanted to be sure that was ball four, but indeed it was. So two walks in the inning, and there are two on with one out for Taylor Trammell. Gregorius first reached the major leagues at the age of 22 in the year 2012 with Cincinnati. And then he got traded to the Diamondbacks, and that's the team he really kind of broke in with. And got his first extended run in the big leagues. So now the pitch to Trammell is up and in for a ball. But it was after Didi was traded to the Yankees where he really kind of became a star because he was hitting for power in New York, which is something he had not done previously in his career. Now time called as View steps off the rubber. He had three straight years, Gregorius did, with the Yankees, 2016, 17, and 18, where he hit 20 homers, 25 homers, and a career-high 27 homers in 2018. Runner goes to third, pitches a strike, but the throw to third goes into left field. Haggerty wasn't trying to steal left field. He ends up scoring, and taking second base is Gregorius. And the Red Ears make it an 8-5 ball game. The ball was fired into left field by the catcher, Zach Humphreys. Gregorius now at second. And it is 8-5. And the pitch is in for a strike now. 2-1 to Trammell. Next pitch from View is a swing and a miss, and that is strike three. And two men are gone in the sixth inning. And now Jake Schiner will be the batter. That's going to do it for View, with a couple right-hand hitters up, and View having already been in there for 11 batters, they're going to take him out and bring in the right-hander from the bullpen. So Salt Lake manager Keith Johnson is going to take the ball from View, and we've got a pitching change with 2 outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. The score is Salt Lake 8, Tacoma 5.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We're in the bottom of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Salt Lake 8, Tacoma 5 is our score, and the Rainiers have a runner at second with two down. Jake Schiner coming to the plate. And from the bullpen for Salt Lake is right-hander Jonathan Holder for his 25th appearance of the year. He's 0-4 with a 6.32 ERA. Big strikeout numbers for Holder, 40 strikeouts in 31 and a third innings. Well, Schiner, 2-for-3 tonight with a pair of singles, one of which was an infield hit. He's up with a man in scoring position, and the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. The count to Schiner, the Red Ears home run leader. Holder's pitch is outside for a ball, 2 balls, no strikes. Right ears have hit multiple homers in eight straight games entering play today, but they have not yet gone deep in this one. Now the pitch is swung out and fouled away. And the count is 2-1 to Shiner. Two-one delivery. Check swing foul. And the count's even 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch. In the dirt, ball three, full count. Three balls, two strikes. Holder, former New York Yankee. Spent parts of 5 years in their bullpen from 2016 to 2020. Hasn't been back to the big league since then. The 3-2 to Shiner. Hit well to right field. It is deep. It is back. And it is gone. His 20th of the year. Another oppo shot for Shiner. That's where he hits him. And the Red Ears have made this a one-run ball game. It is 8-7. Tacoma trailed 5-0 in the first inning. 8-3 in the fifth inning. It is now 8-7 here in the sixth. Jake Shiner with his 20th of the year, an opposite field shot. And he's at 13 of the 20 homers here at Cheney Stadium. Now Brian O'Keefe is the batter, and he takes inside, ball one. The Red Ears have fought back in this game and made it a one-run contest. Next pitch is fouled away, and the count's even 1-1. Shiner hit this one out to right. Now a swing and a foul tip by O'Keefe. One ball, two strikes. Here's one outside for a ball. And now here's one inside now. And the count has gone full. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch coming to O'Keefe, and it's a swing and a high fly to straightaway center. This is deep, and is back, heading towards the giant wall, and it hits halfway up it. O'Keefe will end up at second base with a double off the giant wall in center field here at Cheney Stadium. This was straight away to center field. It hit above the 425 sign, about somewhere between a third and a halfway up that giant wall, 425 feet from home plate and 29 feet tall. And O'Keefe would have had a home run in pretty much any other PCL ballpark, but not this one. Yet he's played enough games here to know that just hitting that wall on the fly is an impressive feat. And here's Deloach, and the pitch to him is in for a called strike. 0-1 the count. And now the pitch to Deloach is launched to right center field and deep and back, and this is gone. And the Red Ears have come all the way back and taken the lead. The home runs have started to come. A couple of them here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Rainiers have taken a 9-8 lead. 10th of the year for Deloach, who went down and got a changeup and lifted it out of here to right center. Deloach has hit 5 homers in his last 8 games. And the Rainiers have a 9-8 lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Cooper Hummel is the batter, and the pitch is taken up high for a ball. Hummel, 1-for-3 with an RBI double back in the fourth. We were just talking about how they haven't hit their multiple home runs yet tonight after 8 straight games with 2 or more homers, and now they hit 2 homers in a span of 3 batters here in the sixth inning. And the catcher, Humphreys, has gone to the mound to talk to Holder as the Bees warm up another reliever in the bullpen. That's Jake Lee. He's a righty. Conference on the mound broken up by the home plate umpire. Blake Wyman warming up to pitch for the Rainiers. He'll probably come in the seventh when a couple left-hand hitters are due up for Salt Lake. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Hummel. And it swung out and hit high in the air to right, but this one's not deep. Adele is there, and he makes the catch, and there's the final out in the bottom of the sixth inning. What a comeback for the Rainiers. They score 5 runs in the bottom of the sixth. They do it on 3 hits. There was an error, and no one left on base. For the first time tonight, the Rainiers lead. It's Tacoma 9, Salt Lake 8.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we go to the seventh inning, and the Rainiers have taken a lead here at Cheney Stadium, 9-8, as Jake Shiner and Zach Deloach hit 2-run homers in the bottom of the sixth. Deloach with the go-ahead shot. And the Rainiers will now send left-hander Blake Wyman to the mound here at the top of the seventh inning. And he'll work on the veteran left-hand hitter Daniel Murphy, who's 2-for-3 tonight with a couple of singles and 2 runs scored. And Wyman's pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Wyman's in relief of Taylor Williams, who went 1 1/3 scoreless, retiring all 4 batters he faced with 2 strikeouts. Now Wyman with the 0-1 to Murphy, and there's a slider for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Wyman's appearing in his 27th game of the year, 1-3 with a 5.51 ERA. Murphy calls time and steps out for a moment. Now Wyman's ready. And the 0-2 pitch is breaking ball outside. 1-2. Now Now the pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. Wyman got him. Murphy strikes out swinging, and one man is out at the top of the seventh inning. And now Michael Stefanik will be the batter. And the pitch is taken for a ball. 1-0 the count to Stefanik. Next delivery is a fastball that misses. 2-0. Now this pitch is in there for a called strike, 2-1. Lyman with a slider that's hit in the air towards right center. This is playable. And Trammell in right center makes the catch, and there is out number two in the seventh. So two down. And now Levon Soto is the batter. In that string that went Shiner, Homer, O'Keefe double, Deloach, Homer, just now in the bottom of the sixth, the double was longer than both the homers. So there's a pitch in for a strike to Soto. O'Keefe's double went about a third of the way up the center field wall and straightaway center. That thing's 425 feet from home plate. There's a pitch down low to Soto. Shiner has had a great season with 20 homers, and no one's questioning his power, but this particular homer was right down the right field line and did not get out of here by much. 1-1 pitch in there for a strike, 1-2. Deloach's homer to right center was a pretty good poke, but it did not travel as far as O'Keefe's double, I don't think. One, two from Wyman. Slider called, strike three at the top of the zone to Levon Soto, and that wraps up the top of the seventh. Three up, three down. Blake Wyman retiring the side in order, and we go to the seventh inning stretch with the score: Tacoma 9, Salt Lake 8.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about Plan C, Plan D, all the way to Plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Right here is leading Salt Lake 9-8. New pitcher for the Bees, Jake Lee, is in from the pen. And he'll work on Mason McCoy, who is leading things off this inning. Lee appearing in his 18th game, 1-2 with a 7.27 ERA. First pitch is a swing and a miss for a strike. Jonathan Holder went two-thirds of an inning, allowed three hits and three runs all earned. No walks, one strikeout. Next pitch outside for a ball to McCoy. Next offering is a fastball called a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the pitch. Misses, two balls, two strikes. McCoy's reached twice in this game with a single and a walk. And the pitch is a breaking ball down low. Full count, 3-2. We'll take a quick look at our Mariner Farm report while the Red Ears hit here in the bottom of the seventh. Some interesting things happened on the farm last night involving the really young kids. It's the 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Lee gets a strikeout, one away. And now Sam Haggerty is the batter. At Low A Modesto yesterday, 19-year-old outfielder Gabriel Gonzalez had three hits, including a double, drove in two runs in a 5-3 win on the road over the San Jose Giants. And Gonzalez lifted his batting average to .348. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Haggerty. Gonzalez also has been impressive on defense. The Mariners might be forced to move up the 19-year-old to Everett at some point this season. He's playing that well. Here's a little flare into right center and giving chase and diving and making a terrific catch is Brett Phillips. And that's his calling card right there. Tremendous outfield defense, and he just took a hit away from Haggerty. Phillips has a lot of big league time with really good teams in the majors, primarily because of his defense, and he had to go ranging into right center and went into kind of a combo dive slash slide right there to glove that ball off the bat of Haggerty and take a hit away from the Red Ears leadoff man. Here's the pitch to Marlow now, and he takes up and away for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 up high. Two balls, no strikes. Two and oh the count. And this is a fastball poured in there for a strike, 2-1. Also on our farm report, a 19-year-old infielder in his first year in the States that the Mariners have in the Arizona Complex League named Ricardo Cova. As there's a foul by Marlow. He had a four-hit game yesterday. Played the last 2 years in the Dominican Summer League and had a good year last year, so the Mariners decided to bring him into the States and get him to the Arizona Complex, and he's been hitting up a storm down there. So here's one that misses for a ball. He's a second baseman from Venezuela, Ricardo Cova. Four hits with a homer yesterday. 3-2 pitch to Marlow, and this is cranked to right center field and has a shot. Back it goes, and it is gone off the scoreboard. Cade Marlow with his eighth home run of the season. And the Red Ears now lead it 10-8. Marlow launches one to right center. He's continuing his hot hitting. He's hit safely in six straight games with four homers during the six-game hitting streak. And he's actually been swinging it well for longer than that, as here's a foul back now by Gregorius. Marlowe has hit safely in 11 of his last 12 games, collecting 17 hits during those 12 games. 0-1 pitch to Gregorius is swung on and hit a little dribbler in front of the plate. Out to get it is Humphreys, and he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Well, Marlowe adds to the Red Ears lead with a solo shot. One run on one hit in the bottom of the seventh. Three homers for the Red Ears tonight, all in the last two innings. We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 10, Salt Lake 8.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Well, we go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 10, Salt Lake 8, and the Red Ears have gone to closer Matt Festa a little early tonight. He is in for the eighth inning, and we'll see if the plan is to have him try to go two innings today or if they're just going to give someone else an opportunity in the ninth. We've seen that happen before this year. Well, here's Festa's first pitch to Lopez, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Festa leads the league with a dozen saves in 23 appearances and has a 0.67 ERA. 1-0 pitch coming to Lopez. And it is bunted foul. And the count's even now, 1-1. Festa's in relief of Blake Wyman, who pitched a 3-up, 3-down seventh inning with a pair of strikeouts. And here's bullpen. It's been terrific so far tonight, but still have two innings to go here in a high-scoring game. Now the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right field, and DeLoach lining it up, and he makes the catch, and there's one out in the top of the eighth inning. Lopez flies out to right field. Now Zach Humphreys is the batter. And the pitch misses for a ball. Next offering from Festa is swung on and lined towards right. DeLoach on the move, and he dives and can't get it. He knocks it down. On his way to second is Humphreys. The throw from DeLoach is not in time. It gets past McCoy, but is backed up by Haggerty. It's a double for Zach Humphreys, who has three hits tonight. He came into play tonight in an 0-for-17 slump, and he's 3-for-4 and is a triple away from hitting for the cycle. Now Brett Phillips is the batter. Mariners update, still a 4-4 tie. They're now in the eighth inning. Swinging a foul out of play by Phillips. Now a swing and a foul back. Strike two to Phillips. Festa out ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Rainiers were down 5-0 immediately today in the first inning. And they trailed 8-3 going to the bottom of the fifth. But they now lead 10-8 and we're in the top of the eighth. Swing and a bouncer foul by Phillips. Still no balls, two strikes. Rainiers flipped this game against the Bees bullpen. O2 pitch is fouled off. Still no balls, two strikes to Phillips. Festa is ready. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it is high. One ball, two strikes. And the next pitch. Called strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes Phillips, and two men are gone at the top of the eighth inning. So Festa gets the strikeout. And now Jordan Adams is the hitter. Adams is 0-4 tonight. Only Salt Lake player who has not had a hit or a walk in this game. And the pitch is hit up the middle on one hop to Gregorius, who was shaded that direction. He fields it and throws out Adams at first, and that wraps up the top of the eighth inning. No runs for Salt Lake on a hit and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 10, Salt Lake 8.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, we are in the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 10, Salt Lake 8. Rainiers looking to add to the lead. Taylor Trammell, Jake Shiner, and Brian O'Keefe will bat this inning. Jake Lee beginning a second inning of relief work for Salt Lake. He pitched the eighth, retired three of the four batters he faced, but the one he didn't retire, Cade Marlowe, hit a homer off the scoreboard. Here's the pitch to Trammell, and he watches it outside for a ball. Trammell's 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI single and a walk. Lee's pitch is swung on and grounded foul right past the feet of the Red Ears third base coach, Eric Ferris. 1-1 down. Fourth game of this series will be tomorrow at 6:05. Kyle Hart starts for the Red Ears against Luis Leto. Right-hander who threw well against the Red Ears earlier this year in Salt Lake City. One-one pitch, lined into right center, and that's a base hit. Cutting it off is Phillips, and he'll hold Trammell to a sharp single, his second hit of the night. Ball was a rocket. Now Shiner, the batter. Now the pitch is low for a ball. Next pitch in for a called strike. Now the runner breaks for second, and stepping off is the pitcher Lee, and he throws to second, and they tag out Trammell, and that is the first out of the inning. Trammell broke too soon, and Lee realized it, and he stepped off the rubber and threw down to the second baseman, Levon Soto, who tagged out Trammell. It'll go in the books as a caught stealing, 1-4 on the play. One out now, and the pitch is inside to Shiner, and the count moves to 2-1. Beat it. 2-1 pitch, breaking ball outside, ball three. Now the pitch is swung out and hit in the air to right field, and drifting back is Adele, but he'll have room, and right at the edge of the warning track, he makes the catch. Two men are out of the eighth. Shiner now 3-for-5 on the night. Brian O'Keefe will be next. Now a swing and a ball grounded to third that's fielded by Stefanik. Throw to first in time to get O'Keefe, and the inning is over. Well, the Red Ears do not score in the eighth. They had a hit and no one left on. We go to the ninth. The Red Ears trying to put this one in the win column. It's Tacoma 10, Salt Lake 8.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At
at Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Right here's the lead, Salt Lake 10-8 as we head to the ninth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. And Tacoma's Matt Festa pitched a scoreless eighth, and he's going to stay in for the ninth and try to get a two-inning save. The dangerous hitters are up this inning. Trey Cabbage, Joe Adell, and Daniel Murphy. First pitch to Cabbage, swing and a miss. And there's strike one. First pitch cut fastball from Festa right there. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, bounced foul in the home plate area. There's strike two. The Rays have scored 6 runs in the top of the eighth inning against the Mariners, and they're still batting. They lead 10-4. Mariners led that game 4-0. There's the 0-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Cabbage, and one man is out of the ninth. Festa with a strikeout, and now he'll work on Joe Adell. The pitch to Adell is outside for a ball. Now the 1-0. Check swing foul, and the count's even 1-1. Rainiers trailed 5-0 early, now lead 10-8 in the ninth. Festa leading the league with 12 saves, looking for number 13 tonight. Here's the 1-1, and it is up and in for a ball to Adell. 2 balls, 1 strike. Two 1 pitch coming. Swing and a miss at a heater. And the count's even 2-2. 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Festa right there. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Up and in, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming, swung on and hit in the air on the right side of the infield, and it's called for by Gregorius, and he makes the catch, and there is out number two at the top of the ninth inning. Joe Adell pops up to D.D. Gregorius. And now Daniel Murphy will be the batter. Right here's there an out away from victory. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 to Murphy. Michael Stefanik is on deck. Next pitch. Fastball poured in there for a strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. And And the 1-1 is high for a ball. 2-1. Now the 2-1 is low, ball 3. On deck is Stefanik. Murphy ahead of the count, 3-1. He steps out of the box for a moment. Here comes the 3-1 from Festa. High ball 4. So Stefanik will come to the plate representing the tying run with 2 outs in the ninth. And O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Festa for a moment. Stefanik's 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored tonight. He's a very tough out, Stefanik, with a .449 on base percentage coming into tonight's game, and had a streak of 62 straight games reaching base come to an end not too long ago. Stefanik steps into the batter's box now, representing the tying run with 2 outs in the ninth. Festa is ready, and here comes his first pitch to the right-hand hitter, and it's outside, and taking second base is Murphy. That's defensive indifference. The Red Ears were not holding him on. It's Murphy just taking second uncontested. 1-0 to Stefanik, swung on and fouled away. At third base, Haggerty is really guarding the line, playing deep and just a step off the line. And Hummel at first is far off the line. Now Festa's ready with a 1-1 pitch on its way. And it's up high for a ball, 2-1. So 2 balls, 1 strike to Stefanik. Now Festa with his next pitch, swing and a foul back. Threw a slider in the zone and Stefanik fouled it straight back. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs in the top of the ninth inning. Red Ears lead 10-8, but Salt Lake has the tying run in the batter's box. Their on-deck hitter is Levon Soto. And now Festa steps off for a moment. Nods in agreement with O'Keefe. And here we go. The 2-2 pitch is a swing and a foul back. A protect the plate swing from Stefanik there. So it is still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now here we go again. Festa's ready. And the pitch is just outside, ball 3. And Stefanik was able to check his swing. The fans don't like it. But it's now a full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And Stefanik uses his timeout and steps out for a moment. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Festa comes set, and the payoff pitch is outside, ball 4. So there are 2 on. And boy, are these fans upset with the robot umpire. The robot umpire is hearing it. That computer is just taking it right now. Here's Levon Soto with two on and two out. And the pitch from Festa is poured in there for a called strike, 0-1. Tying runners on base with two outs in the ninth. Festa's 0-1 pitch to Soto. Check swing on a ball in the dirt. Did he go? Well, the ball trickles away from O'Keefe, and the runners are going to move up. And now the tying runners are in scoring position as Murphy took third, and Stefanik is now at second. He's the tying runner. And apparently they are ruling that Soto did not go around with his swing. So we believe the count is 1-1, and yes it is. It's a 1-1 count. And now John Russell comes out of the dugout. He wants to come talk to the plate umpire, Alex McKay. Getting clarification. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's a fastball called a strike, and it's 1-2. Raiders are a strike away. Murphy at third. Stefanik, the tying runner at second with two outs. Festa gets the sign from O'Keefe. He comes set. Here we go. The 1-2 pitch is on its way, and it's a swing and a foul. Soto stays alive, fouling it back. Still one ball, two strikes. Soto had a double way back in the first inning when the Bees built their 5-0 lead. And the pitch is a swing and a bouncer up the middle, and charging it is McCoy. He has it, throws to first in time for the out, and that's the ball game. Mason McCoy hadn't had a ball hit to him all night, and the first one hit his way. He turns into the final out of this game. The Raiders defeat Salt Lake 10-8, the final score at Cheney Stadium. And what a comeback for Tacoma. Down 5-0 in the first and 8-3 in the fifth. The Raiders fight back, and they win this one by that final score of 10-8. And the Raiders get back to 500 on the year and go to 2-1 in the second half. We'll recap this game with a blow-by-blow of the comeback in the Tacoma Raiders post-game show coming up next.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Raiders win this one 10-8, the final score here at Cheney Stadium. And folks getting ready for the Friday night fireworks show here that is about to begin. And what a comeback for the Raiders in this one. This looked like it was going to be a disaster game in the first inning. The Raiders had Tommy Malone on the mound, who's been their most reliable starting pitcher this year, but today he didn't have it, or at least not in the first inning. He did do a nice job of recovering after the initial inning. But the second batter he faced, Trey Cabbage, launched his league-leading 22nd home run of the year. And then the very next batter, Joe Adell, tied Cabbage with his 22nd home run of the year. And it was 2-0 there in the first. And then it continued. Daniel Murphy singled. Michael Stefanik walked. Levon Soto hit an RBI double. Jack Lopez tripled to drive in two runs to make it 5-0. When it was all said and done, five runs scored on six hits in the first inning as Salt Lake sent 10 batters to the plate. But Malone was able to get it together and put some zeros up there in the second, third, and the fourth. And the Red Ears chipped away at it a little bit against Cesar Valdez, getting two runs in the third, one of them on an error and another one on an RBI single by Taylor Trammell. And then another run in the fourth on an RBI double by Cooper Hummel. That made it 5-3. But Salt Lake then struck again in the fifth. They had a couple of hits with two outs, runners at first and second. Zach Humphreys, the catcher who entered play today in an 0-for-17 slump, connected for his first AAA homer, a three-run shot to right center. And Salt Lake was ahead 8-3, and that knocked out the Red Deer starter, Tommy Malone. That would actually prove to be a turning point in the game, because the Rainiers bullpen tonight did not allow a run. Taylor Williams, Blake Wyman, and Matt Festa combined for 4 1/3 shutout innings of one-hit ball, and that enabled the comeback. It started in the bottom of the fifth. They got one run back when the Rainiers loaded the bases with no one out, and Brian O'Keefe drew a walk to force in a run, make it 8-4, and it looked like they might draw a lot closer there. They had the bases loaded, no one out, but ended up stranding all three runners. Couldn't get any more in the fifth. But no worries. They really went to work in the sixth against, first the reliever Cam View. Walk two. I've got to get rid of this. The fireworks are underway here. There we go. View walked two, and there were two outs in the inning, and a run had scored based on a throwing error on a base-stealing attempt, Sam Haggerty stealing third and the throw went into left field, so that made it 8-5. And there was a runner on with two outs and Jake Shiner coming to the plate, and Salt Lake brought in right-hander Jonathan Holder to pitch to Shiner, and Shiner greeted him with an opposite field two-run homer, his 20th of the year, and that made it 8-7. And then Brian O'Keefe doubled off the center field fence 425 feet from home plate. And that brought up Zach DeLoach with the tying run in scoring position. But DeLoach drove himself in with a two-run homer off the scoreboard in right center field, his 10th of the year. And Tacoma was out in front 9-8 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Five runs came in, the Red Ears belting a couple of homers. They added another run in the bottom of the seventh inning, a two-run shot by Cade Marlowe to right center field, his eighth of the year, and Tacoma was up 10-8 in the seventh inning. And that insurance run helped keep things comfortable in the eighth and the ninth when Matt Festa Worked a couple of scoreless innings, did work around some traffic, but eventually got Levon Soto to ground out to short for the final out of the game. And the Rainiers were winners today, 10-8, the final score. Final totals for Tacoma, 10 runs, 13 hits, no errors. They left 8 on base. Salt Lake, 8 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors, left 7 on base. Winning pitcher is Taylor Williams. He's 2-0. Save goes to Festa, his 13th. Loss goes to Jonathan Holder. He's 0-5. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 53 minutes. The attendance, 6,301. With the win, the Red Ears are 39-39 on the year, 2-1 in the second half. Salt Lake is 38-39 on the year, 1-2 in the second half. Game 4 of this 6-game series is tomorrow at 6:05 p.m. Kyle Hart starts for the Red Ears. Luis Leto for Salt Lake, and we'll start our pregame show up at 5:55 tomorrow. That'll do it for our recap. We'll be back with a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Right here's beat Salt Lake 10-8. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Well, the Mariners jumped out to a 4-0 lead against the Rays, and their ace Shane McClanahan as Tom Murphy hit a 2-run homer and J.P. Crawford a 2-run single, and they should have quit then because it has really gone south. It was actually 4-4 after 7, and then in the 8th inning, Tampa sent 13 batters to the plate and scored 8 runs. And now it's the 9th inning, and the Mariners have designated hitter Mike Ford pitching, and he's allowed a homer, and it's Tampa 13, Seattle 4 in the 9th inning in Seattle. So the Rays are going to take that one, and the M's are going to fall to 4 games under 500 on the year at 38-42. Other scores today in the American League, the Twins beat Baltimore 8-1. Joey Gallo, Max Kepler, and Byron Buxton all with home runs to support starting pitcher Pablo Lopez, who had a nice outing for the Twins today. Speaking of nice outings, former Rainier James Paxton tossed 7 2/3 shutout innings for the Red Sox at Toronto, and it was a combo 3-hit shutout with the bullpen. The Red Sox win the game 5-0. Houston won the opener of a 3-game series at Texas 5-3 in a showdown between the top teams in the AL West at the moment. Mauricio Dubon with a go-ahead 2-run double in that one for the Stros, who pulled within 4 games of first place with their win over the first-place Rangers today. And Oakland knocked off the White Sox 7-4. Luis Medina allowed 1 run in 5 innings to get the win. In interleague play, the Cubs beat the Cleveland Guardians 10-1. Justin Steele will probably be pitching at T-Mobile Park in the All-Star game next week. He went 6 1/3 shutout innings for the Cubs today. He's now 9-2 with a 2.43 ERA for the Cubbies. Rockies beat Detroit 8-5. Rookie shortstop Ezekiel Tovar hit a 3-run homer, extending his hitting streak to 13 straight games. Mookie Betts tuned up for the home run derby by going 4-for-4 in Kansas City today with 2 homers and 4 runs batted in as the Dodgers beat the Royals 9-3. Yankees and St. Louis postponed. Doubleheader tomorrow in St. Louis. And Arizona knocked off the Angels 6-2 despite Shohei Ohtani hitting a 493-foot home run for his 30th of the year. Tommy Henry pitched well for the Diamondbacks. Former Reno Aces lefty who's pitched several times here at Cheney Stadium. He allowed one run in 5 2/3 to get the win. Lourdes Gurriel with a grand slam. And in National League games today in 11 innings, the Reds beat the Padres 7-5. It was 2-2 after 9, 4-2 to the bottom of the 10th, and the Reds rookie Matt McClain hit a two-run homer to send it to the 11th. Padres got one in the top of the 11th. The Reds got three in the bottom of the 11th. Ellie De La Cruz with an RBI double to tie it up. Spencer Steer with a two-run homer to win it. All those hitting stars for the Reds rookies. Washington beat Philadelphia 2-1 behind the pitching of Josiah Gray, and Stone Garrett hit a two-run homer. Atlanta blasted the Marlins 16-4. Two homers and five runs batted in for Matt Olson. He's up to 28 homers on the year. Braves have won six in a row. And the Pirates, trailing 7-5, going to the bottom of the ninth inning, scored three runs in the bottom of the ninth with Carlos Santana's two-run walk-off homer winning it. Pirates beat the Brewers 8-7. And finally, another comeback. The Giants were trailing the Mets 4-2 going to the top of the eighth inning, and their rookie catcher Patrick Bailey hit a three-run homer, and San Francisco beats the Mets by the final score of 5-4. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for tonight. Here at Tacoma, the Red Ears score a big comeback win, 10-8 over the Salt Lake Bees. We'll be back with more right after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, Tacoma wins it 10-8 in front of a big Friday night fireworks crowd to start this holiday weekend. Over 6,000 on hand today. Fireworks show just ended, and folks had a nice night here at Cheney Stadium. They got to see the Red Ears put together a big comeback. 5-0 in the first. It had the immediate feel like we were really in for a long one tonight, but instead, the Red Ears hitters battled. Malone recovered from that first inning and looked like he was going to get through five innings full without any additional damage, but that two-out, three-run homer in the fifth ended that plan. And at that point, the Red Ears were down 8-3, but then the comeback was on. The Red Ears had shutout relief pitching, big home runs by Jake Shiner and Zach DeLoach, and then the insurance run on the homer by Cade Marlowe. It's three AAA rookies all going deep for Tacoma in the sixth and seventh innings as the Red Ears get the comeback win. Nine straight games with multiple homers for the Red Ears. Tacoma has hit 26 home runs total over these nine games, and the Red Ears get the victory today to improve to 2-1 in the second half, 39-39 on the year. Other finals in the Pacific Coast League tonight. Oklahoma City hammered Sugarland 11-2, 19 hits for the Dodgers tonight. Albuquerque was a 4-3 winner over El Paso. Reno takes down Sacramento 6-4, and Vegas was a 5-4 winner over Round Rock. Well, we'll be back at it tomorrow, and it is a 6:05 first pitch. Kyle Hart's on the mound for the Red Ears against right-hander Luis Leto for Salt Lake. We'll have our broadcast starting up at 5:55 p.m. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. What a win for the Red Ears. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score tonight, Tacoma 10, Salt Lake 8. Have a great rest of your night. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 5:55 pregame show.